Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. God is not dead, but he is alive. And we say thank you, Father, for your life in us. Thank you, Father, that we are one with you. Thank you, Father, that it's in you we live, we move, and we have our being. God, we bless you. Father, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Thanking you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for blessing us to see another day. And we honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. God, it's so much that we can thank you for. It's so much we want to thank you for. Father God, you've been so good, past, present, and future. So, Father, we come this morning to say thank you, and in all things we say thank you, because it's because of those things and those experiences that we are who we are, and we are becoming who you have already created us to become. Thank you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over unto you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. And we are truly rejoicing. Amen. And the blessings of the Lord, we want to extend to all of our first time listeners a hearty, hearty, hearty welcome. Thank you for being here and having breakfast with us on today. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. It's the Lord's table. Hallelujah. And we thank him for every morsel of bread. We thank him. Amen. For absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We've been studying, amen, and looking at, amen, going a little bit deeper into the life of Jesus Christ, amen, which is what it's all about, is what our salvation is all about, amen, it's what the gospel is all about, amen, it's what the Bible is all about, amen, everything is centered, amen, around Jesus. If you remove Jesus from the Bible, you don't have a Bible. If you remove Jesus from the Word, you don't have a Word. If you try to remove Jesus from God, amen, you don't have a God, amen, hallelujah. So Jesus is our everything. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. And we see that Jesus, amen, walked, amen, in the demonstration of power. He didn't just talk about power. He demonstrated power. Glory be to God. Jesus demonstrated everything he talked about. Jesus did not talk about anything that he was not about. Amen. But if he was about it, he would talk about it. But he never gave glory unto himself. Amen. He gave all the glory, amen, unto God the Father. Amen and amen. And so we want to thank God. We see that Jesus did not launch his ministry until after his wilderness experience, until after he had, amen, put a time in prayer and fasting. Sometimes we want to be quick to make a decision. We want to be quick to do things, you know, without even talking to God about it, when we know that is definitely a no-no, because he tells us in the book of Proverbs to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he would direct our path. Amen. So we're supposed to have a conversation, amen, with God in prayer about everything. And Jesus set the example for that. And then for some of the more serious things, amen, Jesus, amen, turns his plate down. And beloved, amen, we want to thank God for a lifestyle of prayer and fasting. We just don't fast 1 month a year, amen, but fasting is what we do. Amen. Because we know that we get clarity in our decisions. We get focus in our direction, and we get power. Amen. To demonstrate, and glory be to God. And so this is what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Jesus walked in the demonstration of power. Amen. Beloved, when we look in our Bibles in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 2, amen, and verse number 4, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 4, and verse number 5, and it reads like this, and it says, and my speech and my preaching, my speech, my preaching of the gospel, my speech, my testimonies, my words, the words that come out of my mouth, the words that I declare, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. Amen. I ask that you will mark this scripture. Focus on it today. Meditate on it today. Amen. Glory be to God. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. It's in the power, hallelujah, beloved. Jesus walked in power, amen. We see here that we should not have a powerless life. A born-again believer's life should be full of power, the demonstration of the Spirit and the demonstration of power. What is our lifestyle demonstrating? Is our lifestyle demonstrating, glory be to God, a life filled in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit? The Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, then let us also live in the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I believe that's the order. Hallelujah. It goes. Let me, hallelujah, give it to you. Amen. So you can write it down. Hallelujah. In your notes today. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And we find that in Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 16. Glory be to God. And it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. But that's not the one that I want. Give me one second here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Galatians chapter number 5. Hallelujah. My God, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Give me one second. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bless be the name of the Lord God, because God, he is worthy. Hallelujah. And the same chapter, beloved, amen, Galatians chapter number 5. And then if you go down to the 25th verse, amen, it says this: if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, beloved, you have to walk what you live in. If you live in the Spirit, we say we're filled with the Spirit, God's Spirit lives in us, and we ought to be walking in the Spirit. You cannot live in the Spirit and walk contrary to the Spirit. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, hallelujah, the Bible tells us that in the Spirit is power. So if we're walking in the Spirit, that means we should be walking in the power. If we're living in the Spirit, we should be, beloved, living in the power of the Holy Ghost. So glory be to God, because this is the demonstration. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus did not have a powerless life. But, beloved, the power did not come automatically. Glory be to God. The power came, glory be to God, because Jesus had a life of prayer. And Jesus had a life of fasting. But in the demonstration of the Spirit and in the demonstration of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men. So too many born-again believers, quote, unquote, they have their faith in the wisdom of men. It's what their intellect is telling them. It's what other people are telling them. It's what they heard. It's what they read. It's what they saw on TV, what they saw on somebody's talk show, what they saw on somebody's reality show. See? But Romans 12 breaks it down. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, beloved. Hallelujah. God's way, amen, does not always make sense to our intellect. God's instructions, God's words. See, we can't always add it up in our own mind. Well, okay, well, 2 and 2 make 4. Glory be. God may have a new way of coming up with the number 4, and it might not be 2 and 2. See, but we're so dead set on 2 and 2 that sometimes we miss God. We miss God. See, because, amen, we are not being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, this is what the world, amen, is missing today. And church folks don't want to talk about it. They just want to go around and act like everything's okay. Glory be to God, perpetrating a lie, perpetrating a fraud. You know, everybody, you know, is happy, and everybody, and, you know, and everybody, this is what it is. No, this ain't what it is, beloved. Because, look, we're going to prove it this morning. Let's just look at what the word of God says. We got to crack down and step back and get this thing right so we can go forward. See, that's the reason we can't go forward, because we're trying to go forward on a lie. We're trying to go forward on a pretense and a half-truth. Glory be to God. When the Bible clearly tells us in the word, beloved, that the gospel is a message of power. Now, that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. What is the gospel? And you make your bullet points, beloved. Let me tell you, the number one bullet point, amen, is power. What is the gospel? Amen. The Bible tells us, and it tells us all throughout the scripture. I don't have time to give you all of it, but it's a good homework assignment for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, number 20.
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. See, everybody hear you talking, but don't nobody see no power displayed in your life. Everybody hear you talking, but you're complaining, you're murmuring, you're crying, you're depressed, you're oppressed, you don't know how you're going to do this thing, your back is against the wall, you're giving the Satan more glory than you're giving God. Oh, they hear you talking. Every time they see you, they hear you talking. Matter of fact, they hear you talking when they don't see you. They don't know where you at, but they hear your voice. Cause why? Because you're always talking. Okay? But where's the power in your life? See? And they hear you talking, and then when you show up, amen, there's no demonstration of power. You're coming powerless. You're coming clueless. You're coming empty. You're coming on the bottom. Beloved, that ain't no testimony right there. Now you call that what you want to call it, but I'm going to tell you what it ain't. It's not a testimony. You can't give God no testimony and you don't have no power in your life. Every time people hear you talking, amen, you talk about how the devil won again, how you messed up again, you fell again. Well, thank God I get back up. Give God thought, how many times you gonna fall? How many times you gonna let the devil win? Jesus could have came up out of the wilderness and said, yeah, well, you know, I fought the devil in his territory. Well, I would have won if, you know, if it was on my territory. Yeah, the Eagles could have put, yeah, well, if we had played in Philadelphia, we would have won if it was on our territory. Come on. A winner is a winner. Jesus didn't have no bunch of excuses. Yeah, well, the devil won this time. And always crying and always, where's the power? The kingdom is in power, beloved. Glory be to God. And although, hallelujah, you go to most churches, and some of y'all move around from church to church a little bit, so y'all know I'm telling the truth. You've been moving around a little bit frequent. And some of you ain't been to church in a long time, and both of you, it's for the same reason. The reason you moving around from church to church, and the reason you ain't been to nobody's church in a long time, you want to know why? Because you don't see no power. You want to know why? You want to know why that unbeliever ain't been to church and ain't got no intentions on coming, even though you keep on inviting them? Because they ain't seen no power. They ain't seen no power. It's just another commercial. Glory be to God. Because you go to church, we go to church. Glory be to God. We are the church, but you still don't see anything. That's why your neighbor ain't been to church lately, baby. There ain't no power up in there. And you know what? If you was real honest, you would have to agree with them. We too spiritual to agree with them. We too churchy to agree with them. We ain't going to agree with our neighbor, amen, that's going around, amen, talking about if you go to a powerless church. You offended at the truth. Offended at the truth. It ain't no power in your church. Why? Because we the church. And if we really told the truth, it ain't no power in our lives. The kingdom of God is in power. But let me tell you something this morning, because see, and we got to really deal with this thing. We got to deal with this thing. I really look forward, amen, hallelujah, to our upcoming business meeting, beloved, because it's some stuff we got to deal with if we're going to be ready when Jesus come. And I ain't talking about getting ready. You go to pick somebody up. You ready? I'm downstairs. All right, I'll be there in a few minutes. I'm getting ready. I'm almost ready. You ain't going to be able to run that one on the Lord. You ain't going to be able to run that line on the Lord. I'll be there in a minute. I'm getting ready. I'm almost ready. Oops. See, you got to go. A moment, twinkling of an eye ain't that long, baby. You ain't going to do much in a twinkling of an eye. You got to be at the bus stop ready to board. The world is looking for the power. in all the wrong places because the church is not demonstrating it. They should find the power in the church, but they don't find the power in the church, so they're looking for the power, amen, in other things. Mr. Vodka, Mr. Marijuana, whatever, name it and claim it. You talk about naming and claiming it? The world is trying to name it and claim it because they said they're looking for it. See, they're yearning for it. They're groaning for it. Glory be to God. And so what are they doing? They're calling all the psychic hotlines. Oh, my God. Google. Do a little research, y'all. Now, if you wanted to leave Christ, if you wanted to get stupid and walk away from Christ and, like, you know, enter a profession that's going to make you a lot of money in the world, you didn't care nothing about your eternal state, you don't care nothing about the afterlife, you just want to make a whole bunch of money right now, go into the psychic hotline field. It's a $1 trillion industry. Why? Because people calling in, church folks too. Some of you probably got a couple 1-800-900 numbers, right? Got it memorized. Call, I just want to know a little bit about my future. I just need a word. Let me call this number and see. Let me see if I can find some power. That's what you're really saying. You're saying some other stuff, but we hear what you're really saying. You really trying to find the power. See, so they're calling to the psychic hotlines. Glory be to God. Going to those who want to, you know, hypnotize you, playing around with witchcraft. So that's really what it is. Not because you're a witch, but you're playing around with witchcraft because you're hungry for the power. Whether you are saved or whether you are not saved, beloved, you are a spirit being. We are a spirit. We possess a soul. We live in a body. Glory be to God. We're all spirits. The Lord is a spirit. The devil is a spirit. And you a spirit too. Glory be to God. And all of us have a natural craving for supernatural things. God never intended for us to preach his message without confirmation of the gospel. Beloved, when we follow the story of Jesus, amen, and we look at Jesus' life and his demonstration of power and him as being our role model and our mentor, the Bible tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, in Mark chapter number 16, verse number 20. And the Bible says this. It says, and the disciples went preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles should be automatic after the preaching of the word. See, when the word of God is preached, beloved, that's why we don't come preaching nothing but the word, nothing but the word, nothing else, nothing other, nothing different, nothing more. The word, the whole word, and nothing but the word. The word, the demonstration of power will automatically follow. Signs, wonders, miracles. People feel different now. And what miracles are happening. People, they're leaving with hope. They're leaving with healing. They're leaving with joy. Why? Signs, miracles, and wonders follow the preaching of the word. But we want to talk about everything but the word. Even in the pulpit. Ain't nothing wrong with making you laugh. You won't make me laugh for the whole 30, 40 minutes. Good Googa Mooga. We'll talk about everything. It's good for us to be relevant in today's time, beloved. You going to spend the whole 45 minutes telling me what Biden said? What did Jesus say? You want to share a testimony about what your neighbor said? Okay, now what did Jesus say? The kingdom message, beloved, let me help some of you, because we throw this word around kingdom real lightly. Kingdom, amen, meaning that we're saying what Jesus said. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Whatever Jesus said, we say. Whoo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You might say this. You might say, Pastor, I hear you this morning, but you know, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, that's true. You're right. We do walk by faith. Uh-huh. Glory be to God. But guess what? The world walks by sight. You walking by faith, the world walking by sight. And the world wants to see the power. The world that walks by sight wants to see the power. Can you show it to them? Because they need to see it. Beloved, did you ever notice how many times Jesus referred to the works of God? Do a little research and see how many times you can find that in the Bible where Jesus has said, the works of God, the works of God, the works of God. Or the miracles which he performed. Do you remember when Jesus said, glory be to God, he said, if you don't believe what I say, believe what I do. That's what he told the people around him. He said, all right. He said, you don't believe what I'm saying? You don't believe the words that's coming out of my mouth? Because remember, the kingdom of God is not in words. The kingdom of God is in power. You know what Jesus was telling him? He said, I can show you better than I can tell you. He said, you don't believe what I'm saying? He said, then believe what I do. Why would Jesus say that? Why would Jesus tell the people around him that, beloved? Because people may not believe the message that God is the healer. They might not believe the message. But when you impart God's power into a blind person and they begin to see, they're gonna get the message. And you're going to get their attention. Beloved, the days of Catherine Kuhlman, glory be to God, they aren't gone. We want to talk about, remember Azusa Street? Remember Catherine Kuhlman? Remember this person? Beloved, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The power of Elijah, God, it was God's power in Elijah. We always, when we talk about power, we always want to reference the past and the days of old. What happened? Is Jesus really still in the grave? Or maybe Jesus really is dead, since all the power was in the days of old. Glory be to God. Beloved, people need to see. Hallelujah. The ears need to be open. Glory be to God. Action speaks louder than words. God is sending people to you. Oh, yeah, well, baby, God got the power. God got the power. Well, where is it? They coming to you crying, and they leaving crying after you share with them your testimony. Well, I thought I could get some help over there, but they got more problems than I got. They need God more than I need God. Because we so beat up. We so defeated. We're not holding on to the word. We're not demonstrating the power. Glory be to God. Beloved, today and from this day forward, your assignment is to be determined not to preach a powerless gospel. That's in your testimony. That's in your testifying. That's in your everyday life, your everyday words. I'm not talking about standing behind no pulpit, because you are the pulpit. Open your mouth and display the power. God will, God can, God did. God is. Hallelujah. The great I am. All things are possible. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. If you believe it, you will receive it. God did it for me. God made a way for me. How? Because I believed God. I believed the power of God. And God will do the same thing for you. Stop focusing, beloved, on the negative. Hold on to your testimony. And if you got to repeat the same testimony for the next month, repeat it. Stop telling people about what God didn't do and start telling him what he did do already. And it build your faith up too. So you'll know if God did this, God will do that. And if he did it the first time, he'll do it again. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, you have to expect God to confirm the message that you preach. Expect God to work through you. Expect God. I didn't say expect God to work through the apostle. I didn't say expect God to work through the pastor, through the preacher, through the fivefold ministry. I said if you are a born-again believer, expect God to work through you. Y-O-U. Demonstrate the power and make believers out of the world. It ain't going to happen until they see it. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. That's why God put you, amen, next to that person. That's why y'all work together. That's why y'all live in the neighborhood. See? That's why God allowed you to go through that situation. That's why God allowed you to come through that wilderness experience. So you can come out with power. Amen. And your neighbor, your family member, knowing what you've been through, saw how you came out, you just made them a believer. You just demonstrated the power of God in your life. They got to believe. Because now they're not going on hearsay. They're going on see-say. Because they done seen it with their eyes. You made them a believer. Glory be to God. You're telling them, amen, what Jesus told them. Glory be to God. That if you don't believe what I say, glory be to God, then believe what I do. The demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Beloved, hallelujah. If you want to get a convert, am I talking to anybody today that want to get a convert? Is anybody concerned about conversion? You know, we say it, you know, we going to win the loss at any cost. Okay, uh-huh. You mean that? Mm-hmm. You really want to get a convert? All right, so this is what you do, and I'm finished. First of all, you want to give them the word. The word, the word, the word. The word, the word. You want to give them the word. Then you want to step out and expect God to demonstrate. There it is. Give them the word. Step out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Faith is an action word. And then expect God to demonstrate. Why? Because signs, miracles, amen, and healing always follow, amen, the word. The demonstration of the gospel always follows the word. Give them the word. Step out. Hallelujah. And watch God move. And remember, beloved, God is in you. He lives in you. He not planning on going nowhere unless you want to evict him. If you want to evict him, don't worry, he'll leave. You want to start quenching the spirit and grieving the spirit, don't worry about it. If you want him to leave here, you want to start denouncing Jesus, oh, don't worry about it, he'll leave. If you want him, if you invite him in, you can invite him out. Glory be to God. But otherwise, amen, if you are a born-again believer, God is in you, and he backs up his word. Some people ain't backing up no word. Or you look for some backup, you turn around, and you be by yourself. That's why some people are still they still paranoid. Because they thought they had the backup of certain people, family members and friends. And when push came to shove, and they looked over for their backup was gone. The backup had backed all the way up. They backed up so far they couldn't be found. Huh? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Devastating. I mean, totally disappointed. People you thought had your back. But guess what? God ain't going to pull that one on you. So glory be to God. He going to back you up. When you give out his word, he going to back up his word. Woo! And guess what? You don't need a fancy word, beloved. And you want to know why you don't need a fancy word? It's because you have a fancy God. Woo! And we love him. Hallelujah. And we love him. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. 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 God, you are the demonstrator. Hallelujah. We thank you for the demonstration of your power. Glory be to God. That Father God, whenever we speak your word, you will always back us up. You will always confirm it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, help us to be obedient and allowing you to work through us. Help us to stop fighting you, Father. Help us to stop trying to tell you how to do it, how to do your own work. And Father God, allow your spirit to do the work, that the demonstration of the power might be seen in this generation, that people will become believers. Many believe Jesus based on his miracles, Father God. They rejected the word, but when they saw the power, they could not deny it. And many people became believers because of the demonstration of power. God, help us to revive those days. Help us to revive those days, Father. That your people will begin to walk in the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen, hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen. And amen. This is your first time with us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Let us know, amen, that this ministry is a blessing to you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you never gave Jesus Christ your heart, come on, let's do that right now. Amen. Just ask God to forgive you for your sins. That's all. Have a conversation. Open your mouth. He hears you. Amen. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and I invite him to live in my heart, to save my soul, and show me the way to go. Bam, 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 bam. So, there it is. There it is. There it is. That's all you got to do. Amen. Reach out here and let us know, amen, that you gave your heart and life to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be so happy for you. Pray with you. Pray for you. Amen. And send you out some materials, amen, to help you to grow, amen, in your walk with the Lord. Amen. And amen. All right, beloved, today, let me think. These days are moving so quickly, aren't they? All right, today at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, amen, we are having our altar prayer. Come on, come on, come on. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Amen. Spread the word, spread the word, spread the word. Amen. Demonstration of power. How, one thing about our altar prayer, it is a power line. It's not a prayer line, it's a power line. We have many, many, many testimonies on Saturday, Lord's willing. We want to open up the lines. Amen. And we want to share, amen, some of our testimonies, amen, with the world. We want to say the body of Christ and the world, amen, because we know we have unbelievers, amen, who are listening in, amen, to our services. Amen and amen. I think that is it for right now. If there's anything else, come to the head and not to the heart. I think we have some birthdays at the end of this month. Amen. Coming up. Amen. And we're looking forward to that. Amen. And to God be praise and glory and honor. Amen. Walking in the power. Walking in the power. Walking in the power. I'm going to see if the Holy Spirit will give us one special person. I'll be reaching out to somebody. Amen. We are going to open up the floor for everybody's testimony, but we want one person to come and share the power. We want one special person designated on Saturday. Amen. We're not talking about, you know, thank God for, you know, we thank God for everything. Everything. The food, we thank God for all that. But we talking about a power. We talking about a power, a testimony that demonstrated the power of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, anybody got that? Amen. We ought to be living in it. Amen, by the way. In Jesus' name. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Father, thank you for the service. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the demonstration of power. You are a way maker. You are a way maker. Hallelujah. And you will do it because you are the way. Not only are you a way maker, you are the way. And we love you and we thank you. Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death, Father God, home invasions, fires, break-ins, gas explosions, any form of bad news, Father. We are not afraid of the arrow by day or terror by night, and we just want to say thank you for your protection. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, and it will not be broken. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Anoint them to serve, Father God, as intercessors, standing in the gap, Father God. Protect them. Protect all of our lovely ministry partners and their families, Father. Hallelujah. And we say thank you for the power. Now help us to demonstrate that power in our own lives, that we might make believers out of others who are so tediously watching us. So since they're watching us so hard, anoint us to show them something. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Love you. Amen. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a fantastic day. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out.
Kevin, great friends. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything, amazing God. Amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything. This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. But that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near, sing it. I now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing. Oh, you're an amazing everything.